That's right. So jump the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's date, today being the 6th of March. Just what's gone on this day in history. On today's date in the year 632, the farewell sermon is believed to have been delivered by the Islamic prophet Muhammad on today's date in the Urinar Valley of Mount Arafat during his first and last true Islamic pilgrimage, which set the precedent for the annual great pilgrimage known as the Hajj. In the speech, he exalted the glories of Allah and advised his followers not to follow certain pre-Islamic customs. Some pretty progressive stuff, if you can believe it. A few months later, in June, he fell ill and died at the age of 62 or 63. Today's date in 845, the 42 Martyrs of Amorium, a group of Byzantine senior officials taken prisoner by the Abbasid Caliphate in the sack of Amorium, were executed at Samarra after refusing to convert to Islam. The Siege of Chateau Galliard ended in a French victory over King John of England on today's date in 1204, leading to the English losing control of Normandy to King Philip II Augustus. 1454, as part of the 13 Years' War, delegates of the Prussian Confederation pledged allegiance to King Casimir IV of Poland, who agreed to commit his forces in aiding the Confederation's struggle for independence from the Teutonic Knights. The First Fleet arrived at Norfolk Island in order to found a convict settlement on March 6 in 1788, with Lieutenant Philip Gidley King taking formal possession of the island. During the Texas Revolution, today's date in 1836, the famous Battle of the Alamo ended with the deaths of 187 Texas volunteers, including frontiersman Davy Crockett and Colonel Jim Bowie, and the capture of the fort by the Mexican Army. Surrounded by more than 1,500 Mexican troops during a 13-day siege, the Texans had repelled two attacks already but fell to the third, although few expected to make it out alive. The battle inspired many Texas settlers to join the Texican Army, however, and fed by a desire for revenge, they defeated the Mexican Army at the Battle of San Jacinto on April 21st, ending the rebellion. The legend is a central part of Texan identity and the mythic makeup of American history. The Theatre Royal in Hobart opened on March 6 in 1837. It remains Australia's oldest working theatre. 1912, Italian forces became the first to use airships in war when during the Italo-Turkish War, two dirigibles were used to drop bombs on Turkish troops encamped at Janzur, from an altitude of 6,000 feet. The Battle of Fardacampos, one of the first major battles between the Greek resistance and the occupying Royal Italian Army during World War II, ended with the surrender of an Italian battalion on today's date in 1943. Also part of World War II, in 1945, Operation Spring Awakening, the last major German offensive of the war, began on today's date. 1946, Ho Chi Minh signed an agreement with France, which recognised Vietnam as an autonomous state in the Indo-Chinese Federation and the French Union. Nation of Islam leader Elijah Muhammad officially gave boxing champion Cassius Clay the name Muhammad Ali on March 6 in 1964. 1965, Premier Tom Playford of South Australia lost power after 27 years in office. And finally, in 1975, for the first time, the Zapruder film of the assassination of John F. Kennedy was shown in motion to a national TV audience. Back and to the left. Back and to the left. Some famous birthdays for us this morning. Renaissance artist Michelangelo, born 1475. Lou Costello, 1906. Terrific author Gabriela Garcia Marquez, born 1927. The first woman in space, Valentina Tereshkova, is 83 this morning, and Tom Arnold is turning 61. And Survivor's Musos, Bob Wills, born 1905, Wes Montgomery, 1923, Mary Wilson of the Supremes is 76 today, Gigi D, 73, Madonna Wayne Gacy and Skip Ewig, both turning 56, Betty Boo and Chris Broderick of Megadeth, both turning the big 5-0, Jarrett Reddick, Bowling for Soup, is 48, and Tyler, the Creator, 29. Happy birthday, Tyler. We're going out on this one this morning. This track going out to David Gilmour of Pink Floyd, 74 today. Joined the band in December 1967, shortly before the departure of founding member Syd Barrett. Pink Floyd, of course, went on to become one of the most popular and critically acclaimed musical acts of all time, having sold more than 250 million records worldwide, with The Dark Side of the Moon and The Wall, two of the best-selling albums of all time. Personal favourite, written in part by Gilmour. Comfortably Numb, taking us out on this day in history for 2SER.